Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and God morning to you this morning.
We are thankful to the Lord for this another day we've never seen before. We're going to rejoice. We're going to be glad in it. We're going to magnify the Lord. We're going to bless the Lord because he's worthy of every praise. He's worthy of our first fruit. He's worthy of the honor. And we're going to give him the praise this morning. I'm so excited that you decided to tune into FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Commending your morning this morning. We have a right to do so according to Genesis, that God has given us the authority and power to speak to the elements, and we are going to command that the elements submit and obey. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that you joined us, but if you haven't invited someone to join in with us, please call them, text them, tweet them. Let them know we are live right now for the next 45 minutes. We're going to be taking prayer requests. We're going to be praying for you. The number is 213-943-3799. We're going to take live prayer requests. The warriors are on the wall awaiting for you. They are waiting to hear from you. We are waiting to hear from you because, you know, the enemy, he has no respect or person. And so when we are trying to go about our day and we think that we're going to be okay, we think that all is well because you didn't hear of any urgent event during the night, no. Let me just bring you back into reality of warfare. No, the enemy and his imps, his entire kingdom hierarchy has been up all night trying to figure out, what way will I plot against them? So we're here to command the day, and we're here to curse some curses. We're here to release freedom. We're here to break bondage. But we need you today to link your faith with us so that we can pray for you. I am your host this morning, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, and I enjoy being your servant leader, your prayer warrior, your intercessor, because God has equipped us all with different type ministry gifts, different type anointings. But I'm okay to walk in my own. Hallelujah. I get enough. Can we call it business, ministry business? Just walking in my own anointing. And so I want to pray with you all today. I want to command your day with you and for you on behalf of you. So send in your prayer requests. You can also do so through Facebook, our Facebook page, which is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. It is a private inbox. So that you're able to leave even the most sensitive and private prayer requests through that inbox. We check it every day. We check it all day. Just trying to make sure we have written down the prayer requests throughout the day. And then we pray for them. Yes, we do. On the outside of radio, we don't just do everything during our Blog Talk Radio time. So we're going to get ready to open you in prayer and get you set for not just your day, but for your morning this morning. And so I want to be able to get you excited for all the things that God is preparing for you to be able to do. So why not get you ready now? We have one of the pastors from the West Coast who is going to pray for you this morning. Good morning, Pastor Mel. Are you with us?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Can you hear us
good
this
morning.
Morning?
Good morning. Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Now we can. Now we can. Praise God for your diligence and just being in your lane as far as being on the wall this morning as we get ready to command the morning for the kingdom people, the kingdom citizens. Remember, we are not citizens of the United States, but we are citizens of God's kingdom, which means we have our own government, our own rulings, our own commandments according to the word of God. I'm going to release this microphone without further ado so that the man of God can begin to pray for you. Just pray this morning a comprehensive prayer, whatever God puts on your heart for the people today, and whatever needs to be released into the atmosphere, you have liberty to do so. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Again, my name is Pastor Melvin Avante, and it is my pleasure to cover you in prayer. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we praise your holy name. Jesus, we magnify your name. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We just thank you. It is such an honor to serve you. It is an honor to sit at the right hand of the Father with you. It is an honor to be your witness and to be in your stead here in your absence. In the mighty name of Jesus, in your mighty name, Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. We just want to pray for your children. We want to pray for those, Father, that will be brought into the kingdom. Hallelujah. We want to come before you, Father, boldly and confidently and pray over the issues that people may be facing today, things that we're facing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know that you answer all prayers. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. We uplift your name. Father, as we are in a season of inclement weather, Father, we want to pray for those, Father. We want to bring to your attention, Father, those, Father, that may not have a domicile to live in, Father. We want to come before you, Father, and uplift the homeless, Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask, Father, that you place us available, Father. Touch hearts, Father, and open doors, Father, for those, O Heavenly Father, that don't have a place to stay. Those that aren't in their right mind, O Heavenly Father, and don't know, Father, to where to go, Father, what to do. So, Father, give your angels charge over them, Father, that they will have places to stay, Father, places that are warm, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against death, Father, due to inclement weather, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declare, Father, the necessary provision needed for those, Father, that are living outside, O Heavenly Father, in places that are cold, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they have a place. Places are provided, O Heavenly Father. Men and women, Father, open up their doors, O Heavenly Father, for family members, Father, friends, Father, associates, Father, that don't have a place to stay to come, Father, and have a place to stay. Father, those that are hungry, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask, Father, that your provisions, Father, cover them, O Heavenly Father, that they will have more than enough, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that men and women will open their hearts, O Heavenly Father, and feed those, Father, that don't have enough, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you say we are blessed because we consider the poor, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, let us begin to consider the poor on a greater scale, Father, never seen before, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. There are those, Father, that, Father, they have a place to stay. They have food, Father, but they're having issues of life, O Heavenly Father. As we go into the holidays, pressing, O Heavenly Father, we come against sadness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we speak a focus, Father, on you, O Heavenly Father, for your word says, Father, that you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, Father. So, Father, we pray, we decree it and declare, Father, a staying on you, Father, a focus on you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you even introduce yourself, Father, to the unsaved, Father, for they are even being attacked, O Heavenly Father, with depression, Father, sadness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we cancel out, Father, the assignment of the enemy, Father, to bring on the spirit of depression, Father, the spirit of fear, Father, the spirit of worry, the spirit of concern. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we cancel out the duties, Father, and the jobs, Father, of these spirits, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we speak a spirit of joy, Father, over the land. We speak a spirit of joy, Father, over your people. Father, we speak a spirit of joy, Father, over the ministry leaders, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We cancel out the work of depression, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father. Give your angels charge, Father, to go forth and minister to people, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We praise your holy name. Father, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want, Father. We thank you, Father, for making us to lay down in green pastures, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Because you lead us beside the still waters. You lead us beside places of peace, O Heavenly Father, in closeness with you, Father. And we just thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name. We give you praise right now, Father. Father, those, Father, that have been, O Heavenly Father, Father, we pray that you would build them back up, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you would restore their confidence, Father, for, Father, you said, Father, cast not away our confidence, for it has a great recompense of reward, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that you would build up and restore confidences, Father, in your people, Father. Confidence in those, O Heavenly Father, that are not in the sheepfold, Father, that they would come, Father, and accept your Son as their personal Savior, Father, and enter into the sheepfold, Father. So we thank you, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we even pray these prayers, Father, over our national leaders, O Heavenly Father, as they go through the same issues, O Heavenly Father. Father, many of them are depressed, O Heavenly Father. So we cancel out, Father, the attack, Father, of the spirit of depression over them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we lift them up, Father, and ask you to restore their confidence, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to reset, Father, their moral compass, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that you would soften their hearts, Father, so they would have a heart for you, Father, and a heart for the people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now. Father, we ask that you even, Father, we ask right now, Father, that you give your angels charge over, Father, our schools, Father, our high schools, our colleges, our grammar schools and daycare centers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, as we see attacks, Father, from those that are living in fear, those that are depressed, those that are frustrated, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. So, Father, give your angels charge, Father, to protect the children, O Heavenly Father. Father, give your angels charge to minister to those, Father, that are hurting, O Heavenly Father. Father, those that will lash out, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every demonic and satanic spirit, Father, that has, Father, a job, Father, a vendetta, Father, against these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we decree and declare right now, Father, that they are protected, that you have given your angels charge over them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, every child of yours, O Heavenly Father, every citizen of heaven, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we cancel out every assignment of the enemy, every attack of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declare these attacks will be put down, Father, for your word says, Father, to touch not your anointed and do your prophets no harm, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, so we stand by that word. We legislate that word in this earth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, there are those right now, Father, that need jobs, Father, that are waiting on jobs. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come in agreements before your throne of grace, Father, and we loose those jobs right now, Father. We decree and declare, Father, jobs, Father, that pay more than, Father, that was anticipated, oh Heavenly Father, jobs with a greater benefit package, Father, than anticipated, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we loose careers, Father. We decree and declare fruitful careers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And your people will minister, Father. We will minister to those, Father, that we work with, Father, through the vehicle of the job, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare businesses, Father, new business owners, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We loose the success of businesses, Father. Father, failing businesses, Father. Father, we speak success into those businesses, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we speak jobs and businesses, Father, that we don't need to work, Father, on the days, Father, and the times, Father, that we need to be with you and commune with you, Father, and be before your face in prayer, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. We uplift your name, Father. Hallelujah. We just glorify your name right now, Father. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we come against the satanic strongholds, Father, that have come against your people. We come against, Father, the battles, Father, that have been brought to their front door, O Heavenly Father. And in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we speak, Father, we decree and declare victory right now, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak overcoming, Father, this world, Father, for your Son, Father, has overcome the world for us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. Father, there are those that are on the roads right now, Father, that are going to and fro, Father. Father, give your angels charge over them, Father, and travel blessings, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father, that they make it to their appointed places, Father, without incident, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now. Father, those that are sick, O Heavenly Father, those that are fighting affliction, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, right now, we decree and declare healing right now, Father. I speak, Father, over those, Father, that are fighting afflictions, Father, cancer, Father, diabetes, Father, high blood pressure, Father, and any other attack of the enemy right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, be healed. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, right now we decree and declare, Father, a breaking, Father, of every satanic stronghold brought against your people, O Heavenly Father, brought against this world, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we pray your Holy Spirit, Father, moves through the countries, Father, the cities, the lands, Father, the governments, the municipalities, Father. And, Father, we pray right now, decree and declare a Holy Ghost shake-up, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. And we thank you as we wait for the testimonies, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we decree and declare, Father, all these words, Father, to be law in this earth, and it is so in Jesus' mighty name. We say amen, amen, and amen.
God bless you, man of God. We appreciate you tuning in this morning and praying for the people, God's people, who are truly in need of prayer. The Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. So thank you so much for your intercession this morning. We know that you are on a time constraint yourself. So I ask God to just extend unto you traveling mercy and the favor of God to just be before you on this morning. And we command that the glory of God be your rear guard, and God will just undergird you in everything that you're getting ready to endeavor to do, that the favor will just rest upon the hearts of the people, and that you will bring in the productive results that God has preordained for you to bring in on this day. So God bless you, and have a God-ordained day.
Thank you so much. Have a God-ordained day, everyone.
God bless you, man of God. So you were just listening to Pastor Mel, that's the West Coast pastor, also soon to be the Chicago youth pastor, as we are gearing up and getting excited for our licensing and ordaining ceremony forthcoming next year, 2017. So I'm going to be excited for that as well. Just God doing what he does best, and that's being God. And when we follow suit, when we come into alignment, when we're doing what we're supposed to do, it's no good thing that he will withhold from us. If we just listen to his voice, I don't know, sometimes people say, something told me, or my first mind said, and you know, that's really not God wanting us to say things like that, but to acknowledge the fact that, yes, he impresses upon your heart. So just release it and say, the Spirit of the Lord told me. It was never something, but it is a spirit, and a spirit is live. It has action and movement, and it's the Spirit of the Lord. So we want to just give praise and glory for that, because when we hear the Spirit speak, we are able to move. And that's what we're doing on today. We have a young lady who is requesting prayer. God bless her. I'm just so heartbroken on her behalf. There seems to be a family upset this morning, and the tears are flowing from her heart. But I do know a God who sits high and he looks low, and he's omnipresent. So, Lord God, we lift up that entire family on this morning. God, you know the situation. You know the circumstances. You know every detail. And so, Lord God, I just lift her up along with her children in the mighty name of Jesus as intercession today. I command a peace to rest in that house, a peace to rest in the people, a peace to take them over. Let your glory resonate in the atmosphere, oh God, and whatever it is that the enemy has tried to come and usurp and bring upon them, we command it to die out now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, in your just omnipotent power, I ask that you will bring a calm to the chaos, Lord God, and where they're feeling heartbroken, that you will begin to mend their hearts with the blood of the Lamb on today, this morning, sealing every crack and every crevice, oh God, where they're bleeding out. Your holy oil, Lord God, will seal and protect them, and you will begin, Lord God, to mend them and make them whole again. Lord God, let them look to the hills. Yes, it might be an awakening for them, so let them look to the hills from whence cometh their help, knowing their help only cometh from you this morning. But God, we extend those prayers to go beyond the borders of Illinois all the way into Michigan where they reside, and I command the angels to go into that region, into that territory, and to begin to speak to the calamities of life and the vicissitudes of life and cause the chaos to be gone right now in the name of Jesus. Moving by your Spirit, Lord God, we pull down the strongholds. We cast down the vain imaginations in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, bring that peace right now, peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord God, she's reaching out for help. She's crying out for prayer. And Lord God, we're just connecting and linking our faith with her, that you will make them whole again, that you will make them peaceful again, that you will bring a joy, unspeakable joy unto them. I command right now that they will just look to you. Yes, we are praying the prayer, but Lord God, let them look to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring a repenting heart even unto that family, oh God, that where maybe they have fallen short, that you will bring them up and rise them up again, oh God. Angels, do your work on their behalf right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let those that say they're weak right now say that they are strong in the mighty name of Jesus. Out of Osha, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you and take your hand off that family. Oh God, dry the tears and bring about laughter on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that you are sincerely able, oh God, to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just command it today. I command a new message to make it to my mailbox, oh God, that they have gotten the victory, that they are feeling joyful. Why? Because they feel your presence. Why? Because your glory is resting down upon them, oh God. Peel back the rooftop today, oh God, and then just send down your peace, oh God. Send down the oil of the Father and bring down the balm of Gilead on today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you and praise you right now. But we are not waiting for the battle to be over, dear Jesus. But we are shouting now. And so, Lord God, we thank you, we praise you, and we just command that victory to be so. Yes and amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for all the prayer requests coming in, and we are getting ready to continue in prayer. But I want you all to, if you haven't invited somebody, to invite somebody to prayer this morning. It's just an essential staple of our lives. This is how we live, we move, we have our being through the graces of God. And so we want to be able to continue that word of God that says pray without ceasing. And we want to eventually have not just 1 hour of prayer that's live or 2 hours of prayer that's live during the week, but I would love where we could be live 24 hours a day. That 24-hour hotline of prayer. They have 24-hour hotlines for alcohol or counseling or tarot card reading. Well, why not have a 24-hour line of prayer where people can call in, and when they're crying out for God, that there is someone there available for them and to them. Hallelujah. We have another one of our warriors out here ready to pray for you. Sister Kenyatta, are you on the line this morning?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord.
God bless you this morning. We are just so thankful and praising God this morning that he's allowing us to see another day. And people are going, yes, people are going through things. And sometimes we can become so selfish-minded, and it's just all about me, myself, and I. But, you know, I like that we're able to pray for somebody else. We're not getting on the line for ourselves, but we're getting on the line for on behalf of somebody else. And I want you to just begin to pray for the youth this morning, for the mass murderings and the killings and the homicides. The youth are so broken that they're turning to the streets and they're turning to alcohol. They're turning to prostitution. They're turning to drugs. And I know that God will lift up a standard. So will you begin to pray for the youth this morning, woman of God?
Amen, amen, amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come to you petitioning you, Lord Jesus, because your word of God says that come to the throne of grace boldly that we might obtain mercy and find grace in our time of need. So, Father, we come to you stretching our hands to you, Lord. We ask for forgiveness of our sins, Father. And, Father, we thank you and praise your holy name because we know, Father, that you can do all things, and you have all power in your hands, Father. And, Father, we know that you are still in control, Father. Even though, Father, we're living in a sin-sick world where Satan is going rampant, Father, but you still are on the throne, and you are still in control, Father. So, Father, we lift up our youth right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. Father, we bless them, and Father, we lift them up, Father, before you, Father, because your word says the least that you do to my little ones, We do it unto you, Father. So we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, Father. Father, Lord Jesus, we come against Satan because Satan is running rapid in our youth, Father. Father, Satan is trying to take them as his own and trying to control him. So we bind him right now. We come against the spirit of malice. We come against the spirit of envy. We come against the spirit of alcohol. We come against the spirit of drugs. We come against the spirit of homosexuality, where our youth are having trouble finding out who they are and their identity. We come against that spirit right now, and we bind it and we cut it off at the root in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will continue to touch their minds and they will stand up and know that they are the Lord. They belong to the Lord, and that they will start acting and according to your word, and they will start thinking according to your word, and they will start speaking according to your word, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name right now, Father. We ask that, Father, that you will continue to anoint our youth, Father, that they will stand up and put down guns and pick up your Bible in the name of Jesus, that they will pick up your word and start speaking your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, and that they will start speaking in tongues, Father, that you will get all the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord Jesus, and that they will start loving the way that you would have them to love, Father, because you have already given them the love when you gave your son. So, Father, we ask that your love will start pouring out of their hearts, and it will start pouring out of their minds, and it will start pouring out of their mouth in the name of Jesus, Father, and that when they speak, Father, they will speak about you. They will speak the love that you have within them, Father, and they will hear words, whatever they hear, Father, that your word, Father, will turn it around and it will bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus, and they will turn around and be a blessing to someone else, Lord. We pray right now, Lord Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus, Father. We declare and decree, Father, that they will walk according to your word, Father. We declare right now, Father, that they have the victory, Father, that the killings will stop. Father, we declare and decree right now total peace, Father, all over the land and country, Father. We declare right now, Father, in Jesus' name, Father, that your word will go forth, Father, and it will not return to you void. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father. Your word says, Jesus, that Jesus was created for all things and all things existed for him. So right now, Father, we declare and decree that our youth will stand up and be the witnesses that God would have them to be for his word, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we declare and decree, Father, that the angels will continue to protect them and guide them and walk with them and talk with them, Father, that they will declare and decree, Father, and begin to declare and decree your word, Father, each and every day, Father. But we realize that they are not too young, Father, to declare your word. They are not too young to think your word. They are not too young, Father, to act according to your word, Father. So we declare and decree right now that your word will start coming out of their hearts in the name of Jesus, and they will start acting according to that word. We bless you right now, Lord Jesus, because, Father, we know, Father, that we are in your arms. You are protecting us, Father. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus, Father. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And that love will start overflowing, Father, to everyone in the name of Jesus, Father, that we will show the love that you've given us, Father, and that your word again will not return unto you void. So we bless right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We lift you up and we praise your holy name, Father, that your daughters and your sons, Father, will walk as queens and your sons will walk as kings, Father, that we will be the representative that you will have us to be, Father. And we thank you right now, Father, that they will start speaking your word, Lord. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We just praise your holy name, Father, because, Father, we realize that they are just precious in your sight, and they're precious in our sight, Father, and they are the future. They are the future right now. So, Father, we bless your holy name, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that they will be the kings and queens that you have wanted them to be and you have created them to be. So we bless your name right now, Father. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, Father, we thank you that we have the victory and that they are more than conquerors. Father, we pray your word right now over them right now, Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus that they will be the head and not the tail. They will be above and not beneath. They will be the lenders and not the borrowers. They will overcome in the name of Jesus, and that they are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus, Father. For your word says, Father, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And Father, we stand against Satan right now, binding him in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Father. Oh, Father, hallelujah, we pray right now, declaring and decreeing the victory in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, and we lift you up, Father. We praise your holy name because you are worthy to be praised. We thank you this day, Lord. We thank you this day, Lord. We thank you this day, Lord, that we walk in your word and victory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah unto your holy name. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, right now for leading us and guiding us into all truth. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your peace, for you said that you will give us peace, not as the world gives it, but your peace that you give us, Father. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the peace of God right now, Lord. And then we thank you for the peace with God, for you, Jesus, dying on the cross for us that we might have eternal life. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that our youth will walk into peace, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over every high school, over every junior high school, over every elementary school, over every college, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus right now that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. There will be no more killings right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we touch the minds of the parents right now, Father, that, Father, they will teach your word to their children, Father. So, Father, they will learn from your word and know how to act and know how to speak and know how to think, Lord. We thank you right now, Father, for the parents, Father, that you will teach them, Father, and to guide them into all truth, so they will in turn teach their kids, Lord. We bless your holy name right now, Father, and we lift up the grandparents, Father, that are teaching and training up kids and their grandkids and their kids, Father, right now. We touch them, Father, that you will give them the strength and the mind, Father, to hold on, to continue to teach in their grandkids, Father, that they will follow your word, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, and we bless foster parents, Father, right now, Father, that you will give them the ability, Father, to raise up their foster kids as their own, Father, and love them, Father, in the admiration of your love, Father. We bless them right now in Jesus' name, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, Father, for we realize that parenting, Father, sometimes can be hard, Father, but if we seek your word, Father, all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us, Father. So we bless parents right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we bless fathers, Father, right now, that they will not provoke their child, Father, that they will love their child, that they will be a factor in their child's life, Father, that they will stand up and be the man of God that you have called them to be in the name of Jesus, Father. And we bless the women, Father, the mothers, Father, and the wives, Father, that you will give them strength, Father, that they will be spiritual leaders along with their husbands in their household, Father, and that the woman will rise up, Father, and be called blessed in her household, Father, that she will walk according to your word, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name right now, Father, and Father, we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ and call it done, because Jesus said on the cross that it is finished. So therefore, all of our prayers, Father, it's done according to your word, Father. We bless your holy name, Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus and seal this prayer with the blood. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, woman of God. We so appreciate that prayer, that intercession on behalf of our seed this morning. The enemy would desire to wipe out our seed so there would be no further generations, but the devil is a lie. Thank you for commanding the day of our youth. We are now getting ready to hear from yet another warrior this morning. This woman of God, too, is another anointed and awesome intercessor who has joined us. And we just want to get excited to continue this prayer of faith that God is allowing to go forth globally. And so I just want to hear your voice. Your mic is open. Minister Talitha, are you on the line?
Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Minister Talitha. God has anointed her also with the gift of intercession, and we're going to release the mic unto her because we know that the time is drawing nigh, but, you know, we're just continuing intercession on behalf of God's people who are really, really hurting. I mean, it just broke my heart to read some of the prayer requests this morning, but I'm going to ask you to pray according to the way God leads you. God bless you, woman of God. You have the mic.
Amen. God bless you as well, woman of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify and magnify your name on today. We honor you, O God, in the midst, O God, of this intercession. We give you praise. We give you worship. We give you glory. We honor you just for being God and God all by yourself. For we know that you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and the I am that I am. And so we surrender all that we have unto you this morning. Even as the previous prayers have gone forward, God, I declare and decree that you have already made provision. You have already answered, God. And so we thank you on this morning, oh God, that we have a mind of intercession. We thank you on this morning, oh God, that we're yielding ourselves to be used by you as your humble vessels and your humble servants, oh God, as the servants of your people, oh God. We honor you this morning. We yield ourselves, oh God, to be used unto your glory. We thank you on this morning, oh God, that we have a heart and a mind to serve you, Father, that we have a heart and a mind to be here on behalf of your people and honor you, oh God, and send up to on their behalf, Father. So we thank you this morning that we can open up our mouths, oh God, just to reverence your name, that we can open up our mouths, oh God, on behalf of your people. And so I give you glory and I thank you just for allowing your people, oh God, to rise on this morning, just for allowing us to even assemble ourselves in your presence on this morning. We thank you this morning, oh God, for another opportunity just to open up our mouths and give you thanks and give you praise and give you glory. We don't take it for granted, oh God, that we're even on this phone this morning. We don't take it for granted that we're in the midst, oh God, of the awesome technology that you have created, Father, because all things are done and created by you. And so we just want to thank you this morning, Lord God, that you even give us the tools, oh God, to be able to do what we're doing, to connect all over the world on this morning. And so we just say thank you even for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I declare and decree that on this day, oh God, on this morning, oh God, that you would allow the ministering angels, Father, to be deposited into each and every home on this morning, God. God, we thank you that your grace and your mercy will go with us as we go out throughout this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that there is a hedge of protection that is surrounding your people on today, Lord God, and that nothing, no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, I declare and decree on this morning, Father, that this shall be a day of prosperity, that this shall be a day of peace, that this shall be a day, God, where you would just allow your presence to permeate and penetrate and rest with us, oh God, for the rest of the day. Father, I declare and decree, my God, in Jesus' name, that no enemy shall come nigh our dwelling and infiltrate our territory. I declare and decree that whatever he tried to deposit in the night season, Father, while we slumbered and slept, I intercept it even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I dismantle it in the spirit and I send it back to the sender. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I declare and decree that your oil and your anointing will flow freely on today, Father, that you would allow allow doors to be open, windows to be open, opportunities to spring forth, even on today, Father, in the name of Jesus. I declare divine connections. God, I declare restoration. I declare right now, Father, that you're going to even allow some things to be regenerated, Father, rejuvenated, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, that even on today, Father, that it shall be like a new day. It's a new day. A day of new beginnings, Father. A day when it's a new season, oh God. A day in the name of Jesus when we will begin to see some new victories, some new miracles, some new signs, and some new wonders, all at the hand of you. All at your hand, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that even on today, I declare and decree that no enemy, my God, shall come near our dwelling. I declare and decree that our cars are covered, oh God, in the blood right now in Jesus' name. Even on public transportation, God, I declare and decree that your people are covered, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we go to and through today, Father. I declare that there shall be no incidents or accidents, oh God. I command the murdering spirit right now in Jesus' name to cease from running rampant on today. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree, my God, that you're going to allow the blood of Jesus to be a shield for us on today, Father. I declare and I decree, my God, in Jesus' name, that we're going to walk into new favor on today, God, that we're going to walk into new manifestation on today, God. I proclaim right now in Jesus' name that even a financial breakthrough, a financial windfall, God, is going to begin to fall in the lives of your people, and we shall use it for the building of your kingdom. Father, I thank you right now that you're even getting in the minds of your people, and I declare that there shall be a shift, God, even on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. I cancel out the spirit of confusion. I cast the spirit of double-mindedness, and I proclaim that on today, my God, that we will take on the mind of Christ. Give us a new mind on today, God, that we will be able to see things clearly. Now that the rain is gone, God, I proclaim right now in Jesus' name that you're going to allow the floodgates to become open, and you're going to allow there to be such a release, God, a release that takes us over, a release that causes us to yield even the more unto your presence, God, in the name of Jesus. Incline our ears, oh God, into the Spirit, Father. I declare and I decree that we will begin to hear you with much more clarity, God, even in the soft whisper, God. Let us not deny, let us not doubt, God, that it is you that is speaking, but let us take a second, God, and listen once again, Father, and understand what it is that we've heard, and let us begin to respond, my God, to your voice, even on a greater level, God. Let us begin to respond suddenly, Father. Let us begin to respond expediently, Father. Let us begin to respond with joy, God, in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree that every ear has been unstopped on this morning, and that we are able, my God, to hear the divine instruction, that we're able to hear the blueprint that you release. God, I give you glory on this morning for what you're about to do on behalf of your people. For we are embarking, oh God, on the end of another year. And so we declare and decree on this morning, God, that as we transition over, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would allow us, oh God, not to enter in the same mindset that we exited out of, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us begin, my God, to get in the mindset of your kingdom. I declare and I decree a shift in the churches, oh God. A shift in the mind of the leaders, God, on this morning. I declare and I decree, my God, in Jesus' name, that as the mind of the leaders begin to shift within the church house, God, the mind of the free world leaders, oh God, will begin to shift as well, Father. My God, I declare on this morning that we have the power to change the nation, God. And so I thank you on this morning that we're going to begin to rise up in the boldness of you, God, and begin to declare the authority, Father, and take back the power, my God, that you deposited unto your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Cause there to be such an outpour, that there is an uproar, oh God, within the churches, oh God, in the name of Jesus. and uproar, God, to proclaim your name, and uproar, God, to cast them out tradition and religion. In the name of Jesus, let us begin to be on one accord so that you will be able to deposit your spirit and your power back into the house, God. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that the remnant will rise, oh God, on a greater level, that we will proclaim your mighty word, God, that your voice will be heard through your people. In the name of Jesus, I thank you on this morning, oh God, for the glory cloud that you're releasing upon the earth realm, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that's going to cause the shifting. Father, I thank you right now that you're doing a new thing, my God, and it is beginning to spring forth. I declare and I decree that your people will grab a hold, Father, to that which you are releasing in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, let us not have contrary thinking according to the word of God, but let everything be yea and amen according to the instructions that you have left, God. And so I thank you all this morning that even on today, God, that we're going to walk in a new way, God. We're going to open up our mouths and we're going to begin to talk in a new way, God, declaring only that which saith our Father from the heavens. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cancel out all profane talk. I cancel out all negative talk. Right now, in Jesus' name, I abort the assignment of the enemy that's attempting to cause God's people to abort their own assignment with our mouth. I declare and I decree on this morning that we will no longer speak against the will of our Father in the kingdom, as well as in our personal lives, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you all this morning that you're bringing peace, comfort, and joy into the lives of your people. I thank you all this morning, my God, that you're delivering your spirit, oh God. You're delivering your spirit in this season like never before. We give you praise. Dear Congregation of Most High, we give you glory, oh God. You and you alone, oh God, I am that Elohim that gives us the authority and the power and the ability to do the work and the assignment that you have left and called us to do. And so I declare and decree on this morning that we will rise to the occasion, and it is so in the matchless name of Jesus. Answer the righteous when we pray, and we are the righteous.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, woman of God. We appreciate you this morning for being yet another willing vessel to pray for the people of God and even those who are lost this morning who are trying to find their way. We appreciate you this morning for doing that. And for sacrificing your sleep, everyone who's been in intercessory prayer this morning on this Blog Talk Radio show. And I love that we are able to reach nations and third world countries and continents through this radio show. God is truly awesome in his creativeness, and we want to keep this going. Please, you all, remember, it's not about us, but it's about everybody else. Please invite someone. We are here every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m., and we are also live on Tuesday nights from 8 to 8:30 p.m. As a matter of fact, woman of God, Minister Talitha, please get that number for the Tuesday night. Give me that number.
That number is 218-936-0943, and the access code is 56789.
So we want you all to join in. Our time has drawn nigh, but we bless God for you and for you all. Tune in again to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. And everyone, please do have a God-ordained day, a God-ordained weekend, and a God-ordained week. May the Spirit of the Lord lead and guide you in all your ways.